This is The Home Run. My name is Lee Dixon. That was Def Leppard and Rocket. Blondie and the Two Hearted Glass and Fastball the Way. Being a Thursday, it means at this time of the afternoon, we check in with Tim Gott from Devonport Bookshop for our Home Run Book of the Week. Good afternoon to you, Tim. What have you got your eyes on this week?
Today, the new book is one we're quite excited about because we've heard on the grapevine that this has been coming out for the last two or three months.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second volume of a title that we've had for about 18 months called Waterfalls of Tasmania.
Oh, geez, this has just gone off over the last 24 months, hasn't it?
Oh, look, waterfalls. There are two things in Tasmania that have taken off. Mushrooms/fungi and waterfalls.
I'm guilty. I've taken photos of both, Tim.
It is absolutely insane. Anyway, getting back to today's book, Craig Demouris, who lives in Launceston, released his first volume of Waterfalls of Tasmania approximately 18 months ago, and that had a range of about 50 waterfalls to go and have a sticky book at. So this new book is waterfalls that are more suited to families.
Oh, great.
And for people with disabilities.
Yep.
Or mobility issues.
So more accessible than a three-day hike down the walls of Jerusalem kind of thing. Yeah.
There are still some, I am surprised, there are one or two of these walks are still actually quite challenging. And if you were taking a family, I think you'd be looking, admittedly, they're not very long walks. So they could be done relatively quickly, but some of them are still actually quite hard in terms of the height variation of what you're going up and down and the nature of the terrain that you're actually walking through or over.
Are you a keen waterfall explorer yourself?
Look, I quite enjoy it, actually. Yeah, I've actually done a few of the ones that are in this most recent book, and I've done a small number of the ones in Craig's first book. Some of the more out-of-the-way ones in his first book I probably won't ever get to. but most of these, I think I could achieve the majority of these. And in fact, some of them I've done. And I can certainly vouch for his descriptions. And certainly I would agree with him that some of the falls in this new book are best seen in the winter months when you've got a fair bit of water going around, because some of them are sort of renowned as being relatively dry and unspectacular during the summer.
And you'd hate to go to all the effort to walk into a waterfall that isn't what it says
on
the tin.
Yeah, that's right.
Parsons Falls is one I want to get to, up near Devil's Gullet State Reserve. Have you been there?
I haven't, but this is in this book. Parsons Falls is listed in this book. It's a grade 4 hike, so it's one for people who like a slightly tougher walk.
Yep.
1.5 hours return. It's about 3 kilometres in length to get in there from the car park and back again. And it looks. The photograph shows a lovely waterfall dropping down into a big pool, which Craig says in his notes that during summer, it's a very popular spot. People actually get down and swim in the said pool. It looks a lovely walk, but no, I haven't done it, no.
Right, well, there you go. That sounds like an interesting read and a flick through, obviously nicely illustrated with photographs, I'm guessing.
Yes, Craig, as with his first book, he's done a very good job in terms of the presentation, the quality of the paper, the text, the photographs are very good. There's a very good photograph of the fall, and then there's also some smaller photographs of things in that locality for most of the waterfalls, but certainly there is a big photo of each fall that you are going to, so you know exactly what you hope to see.
Okay, they're going to head out the door like hotcakes, I'd assume. So Waterfalls of Tasmania, Volume 2. Got a few copies there, Tim?
We have, yes. We had a good delivery day before yesterday, and looking forward to selling them to people. And it's the same price as the first book, $34.95. So it's well priced for the kind of guidebook that it is.
And considering the effort it takes to actually, you know, pack up the camera gear and hike on in there to take the photos and get all the information collated.
Well, this is right. When you stop to think that, like, and it's the same for all of the bushwalking books, you can only put them into the book or a book until you've physically done it, and you can check the track, you can experience it, and then you can properly write it up and also do the research on little aspects regarding, you know, access and whether there are any particular rules or regulations with that particular locality you're going into. So the time involved in actually doing the research, doing the actual physical walking and getting yourself to the track, the various venues around Tasmania, yeah, there's a lot of effort goes into it. For $34.95, it's very reasonably priced, yes.
Good-o. A couple of copies at Devonport Bookshop. Tim Gott, as always, thank you.
Good. Thanks, Lee. Thanks very much for having me on.